This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you're invited here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can also call us on Skype, Skype username lrn.fm, or utilize our new Discord chat where you can use the call-in line there at discord.lrn.fm. Live Saturday show, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, we'll take your calls about what you want, but Mark, you are fired up, I guess, about a controversy involving a very popular football player. I guess the big game is tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday.
I think you can say Super Bowl as long as you...
You're not doing an advertisement.
Yeah, you're not doing an advertisement.
Right. So that's happening.
So you listen to Free Talk Live instead of that stinking Super Bowl. We'll be live here live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right. What better thing to do? You can watch the game. You don't have to listen to the commentary, right? You can just listen to Free Talk Live while you watch the game, if you want. We'll be here for you, of course. And apparently the controversy is about the quarterback of the Patriots. What's his name?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. And how his family life is. Mark, you know, you're fired up about this. Apparently some people are really angry online on social media and elsewhere.
Well, I don't know about really angry. I mean, the world has been given a voice through social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever else is out there. Yeah, no, it's not.
No?
I thought it was wonderful. I thought
that
it was going to be really great.
Everybody can say what they want on the internet?
It turns out most people are a-holes.
Well, still, they should be able to express themselves, don't you think?
No.
What?
No, a-holes should not be able to express themselves about things that are not their business.
Wow, so you're against freedom of speech?
I'm against listening to a-holes.
You don't have to listen. Just because someone is free to express themselves doesn't mean you have to listen to them. You can just walk on by.
You sort of do, right?
Like, put your fingers in your ears if you don't want to hear things you don't want to hear.
If you're working on your brand, like Tom Brady is, right? Then you kind of have to put your finger in the, you know, test the wind and, you know, those kind of things.
What do you mean?
What would inspire you to go online and give your opinion about how somebody else's family life is?
I don't know if I do that sort of thing.
You
know?
Right. What kind of person would do this? What kind of person would
talk about... A busybody?
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of busybodies
out
there.
You know, color me
They used to sit in their house and peer out their front window at the kids playing across the street and call their, you know, parents or whatever, looking at the husband as he's cheating with the wife or, you know, with his girlfriend and reporting. I mean, busybodies have been around for a long time. Now they can just get on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
now,
Facebook.
Now busybodies have the whole world listening to them.
I haven't heard a thing they've said. I wouldn't have known anything about this had you not brought it up tonight.
The title of this this one from us is that Twitter has mixed feelings about Tom Brady kissing his 10-year-old son on the lips. Twitter is a social media platform and has no opinion on Tom Brady or his son.
It's just a form of a way to express that there are people on Twitter who have different opinions.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying there, Mark. It's just a shortened headline.
Right, but because they couldn't say busybody a-holes on Twitter have mixed feelings about Tom Brady kissing his 10-year-old son on the lips.
Isn't it nice that we have a world with people with different opinions? I mean, if everybody all thought the same, then it'd be a boring place, wouldn't it? Look how fired up you are.
I do not feel grateful in any way, shape, or form for people giving their opinion on this subject.
I can find gratitude for all kinds of things, and I do feel grateful for the large variety of opinions that we have out there, because if it weren't for people with strong opinions, then you wouldn't necessarily have that contrast.
Have a radio program.
The contrast that, there's that. But the contrast that you need to be able to develop your own opinion about something. So it's important that people have these opinions, even if they're bad ones. In the same way that, you know, we need to have ugly in order to have beauty, right?
I think that this opinion is one of those that exists because people don't actually see this part of other people's lives.
Now, the thing is, we haven't even said what we're talking
about.
Well, I have.
I've given the title here. Let me go ahead and read. I'm going to read the Today article, which I think is better.
What was the headline again?
Well, that from us?
The Today thing.
You want the Today headline or the Us headline?
Whichever, both.
The Us headline, which I previously read, was Twitter has mixed feelings about Tom Brady kissing his 10-year-old son on the lips, which kind of encapsulates my top show topic here, so we have talked about it. And secondly, Today, which I think is a better article, but a crappy website, I got to say. Hey, folks, Today, your website freezes up. Too far? Tom Brady criticized for kissing his 11-year-old son on the lips.
That is a better headline.
Yeah, that's a better headline. So more than
I think it's interesting to see how media approaches, these different controversies.
Yeah. More than 100 million people will tune in on Sunday to see if Tom Brady will win an unprecedented sixth Super Bowl. Meanwhile, some of the star quarterback's critics are zeroing in on another issue completely. A kiss between him and he and his 12-year-old son? Anyway, the controversial moment was aired on a Facebook documentary series about Brady called Tom Versus Time. So there you go. And in this, you and I watched it before the show, which, we'd have to. I hadn't watched it really before because I knew what my opinion was already just by hearing the description. But I'm going to – do you want to play it or do you want me to read the description?
I have the audio here. Okay. But I guess just to set it up, this is a show that – you said Facebook's making this documentary?
I think that somebody's putting it on – the documentary on Facebook.
Tom Versus Time. This is posted January 30th. And it's in a 10-minute-long clip or something like that, maybe, or 8 minutes or something of Tom Brady. He's getting a massage at one point in this.
Which makes sense for a professional athlete who has a lot of money. A, rich people can get massages. Yeah. B, professional athletes probably need massages more than the average person. I can tell you now that I've been doing jiu-jitsu for a year, I need more massages than I did. I'm 46, and I'm probably about Tom's age, maybe a bit older.
Okay, so I guess his son kind of pops the door open at one point in the massage, and this is what transpires.
Hey, hello. I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
So he walks over, okay.
You know, Jack, everything comes at a cost, bud.
That was like a peck.
So he kisses.
Fantasy quarterback, Jack.
And it comes back up. And
Cam Newton.
Kiss.
Not a good game.
Good
pick. So it turns into a longer kiss.
Yeah.
Okay,
2 seconds?
Maybe. Maybe 2 seconds.
Yeah.
The first one, I looked closely. It wasn't more than a peck on the cheek. It was sort of like next to his lips.
Yep.
And then the second one was straight on kissing for 2 seconds.
Right.
And so people are, you're saying, upset about this.
Yeah. So there are people that believe that, A, you don't kiss children. Children don't kiss you.
Mm.
Kissing for mommy and daddy and doing it. Right?
Okay.
There are people that believe kissing children is fine, but you only kiss on cheeks and foreheads and tops of heads and things like this. You don't kiss on the lips. Kissing on lips, bad. There are people that believe that it's okay to kiss younger children. I guess they have their age, whatever it is. It appears to be not 11. the younger children, it's okay to kiss them, but that they will let you know when they want to stop.
Mm.
And then there are people that are like, kissing your family members is fine.
And you're that guy.
Well, that's where I come down on this.
On the lips.
But I got to say, I I'm of the opinion that who the hell do you think you are talking about this? You disgusting, nosy people. That's my opinion.
Well, hold on. I mean, it's on television, so of course people are going to talk about it.
He opened himself up for it, no doubt.
Yeah.
But they had this opinion already.
Sure they did.
They just focused it on Tom Brady. Now, some of these people just want Tom Brady dead because of, apparently his balls weren't quite as plump as they needed to be. And that was an issue at some point or another. But, for me, I don't really know.
You mean his footballs? Okay. Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
are you talking about?
I don't really care that much about that issue. It sounds like cheating and
whatever.
Went on. I'm sure that there's lots of cheating that goes on. Lesser and greater extents, cheating's a continuum. I don't care. I don't care. But I do care about this issue. And there are some people that are like, this is just, they don't know. They're upset about it. And, this isn't something we see every day in everybody's family's lives.
Probably because some people are afraid to do this in public.
I'm not afraid of it. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But mostly my family and I live in one building, and it's my family that lives in the building, so they're going to see most of the interaction.
Are there people who think that this is wrong, what he did with his son there, kissing him on the lips directly? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom Mark. You say this is no big deal. 855-450-3733.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, and that's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm, or call us on the Discord line over at Discord. www.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. We're talking about apparently some controversy around the quarterback of the Patriots for kissing his son, or having his son come kiss him on the lips while he was receiving a massage in his home.
Right.
And some people are uncomfortable because he had him kiss him on the lips at all. Others are probably uncomfortable because of the perceived length of the kiss, which probably was no more than about 2 seconds. And some people just don't think, you know, you should kiss children, and other people think you should. Mark, you have a child. He's, what, coming up on 10 years old?
Yeah, he's going to be 10 soon.
And so we're going to get into this. Of course, you're welcome to comment as well here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of freedom, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. So you found a couple of different headlines from Today.com and Us Magazine.
That's right.
That are expressing that people, some, are outraged about what is happening here. They have opinions that are strong.
We don't usually use Us or Today as sources here on Free Talk Live, but then again, we don't usually talk about football players. And,
that's true. Well, neither of those are football publications, and it's not Sports Illustrated.
No, but, I mean, when are we going to talk about Us?
Yeah, these are pop culture magazines.
More so. Today could rain,
This is something that is interesting because I think most people probably have an opinion about this, right? I mean, when you look at football, most people don't necessarily, I mean, not everybody follows football, right? 100 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow, said this, one of these stories.
Yep.
That means 200 million people aren't going to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow. So not everybody pays close attention to football statistics or teammates or
owners. Watching the Super Bowl is not necessarily even something that a person who watches statistics and all that other stuff.
No doubt.
I may watch the Super Bowl, but I don't think I've seen 10 minutes of a game this year.
I'm just saying that this is relatable, I think, to people because everybody likely has been kissed at some point in their lives, and everybody had some
sort
of way. Not
everybody's been kissed by Tom Brady.
No doubt. Everybody had some kind of way on, you know, under which their parents raised them when it came to kissing, and that likely continued into how they raised their kids.
And it's also something that's sort of private, but only because people don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's no one's business.
Well, I think that just people don't talk about it. It's just not something that's talked about for whatever reason. Yeah. I don't think people are ashamed of it or anything like that.
Okay.
I think that.
Well, they didn't seem ashamed. They were on camera in this documentary.
Right. Well,
I mean, the masseuse was sitting there. He seemed like it was a normal thing.
Right. But this is a slice of life that one doesn't get to see. Affection with children. And I do think that some people hold back on affection to children in certain places and circumstances. I would never even think to. I would just be the way that I am with my son no matter where that was. You know, if it was time for tickling, it's time for tickling. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where we are. Some people find these things to be very inappropriate and that kind of thing.
If kissing is wrong when it comes to one's children, is it also wrong to tickle?
Right. I mean, you're touching. Just touching. And tickling is even sort of less consent involved.
Mm-hmm.
Part of tickling is, well, you're not supposed to be tickling me, right? Like, there's a lack of consent to some extent involved in tickling. You know what I mean?
Sure. Unless, the person says no and then you continue, in which case then,
Right. Well, I think the tickling exists in this gray area of consent. Whereas sometimes my son will say, tickle me. And it's just doesn't make him laugh the way it does when I just sort of grab him and,
has to be unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected. So that's a lack of consent. Unexpected is a lack of consent to some extent.
I guess you could argue for that, but if there's a history of it being welcomed, then it's not really a lack of consent. It's only a lack of consent when somebody says, stop it.
Right.
You
got to sound serious when you say it, too.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, then you wet yourself. That'll make them stop right off.
Okay. So should we hear what some of the people who are upset about this have to say?
Sure. Do you want to hear the poll first? Or do you want to hear what
people
have to say?
Which poll from where?
This would be from today.
So is this an internet poll? Does it say what the source is?
Yeah, it's an internet poll. I took it while I was there.
Okay.
The total
so unscientific. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, just the people who are responding to this, 45,000 people voted, though. I mean, they get a lot of people visiting their page,
Yeah.
So, do you think it is okay to kiss your children on the lips? Sometimes, 6%, which is yes, right? That would mean that there's other times that it's not okay. I don't really even know what that means. Never, 7%.
Mm-hmm.
When they're under a certain age, 17%. So yeah. That's a much larger percentage to say, yes, kissing's okay, but under a certain age.
I'm sure that age varies.
Whatever that might be. And then 70%, yes, it's fine. Kissing's okay.
Okay. On the lips.
On the lips.
Yeah.
And I...
And you're in that group.
Yeah, I am of that opinion. I kissed my father until he died, some years ago.
So you're in the majority of Americans. I mean, why is this controversial? A solid majority, 70%.
Well, I presume that number's true or
if
not.
If it's accurate, I mean.
Because the people who are against it are really against it. And it doesn't take the majority tends to not get their way in America. It's a minority of people that get their way. Because the minority of people are passionate about their subject. Majority of people are not. So you would have to actually make it against the law to kiss your children to finally see the people that were passionate about kissing their children rise up and say, whoa,
hey,
what the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some tweets here that are worth taking a look at.
Okay. These are highlighted by today.
Yeah. Let's see. It says, as someone who comes from on one side anyway, one of those, Albert Blomeco.
Okay.
I really wanted to be able to defend Tom Brady here, but the kiss is pretty weird. So he says that kissing your kid's okay, but this kiss was weird. Because there was also there was a dickering back and forth. There was an exchange of value, as it were.
What are you going to give me?
Right.
Kid wants something about a fantasy football.
You got to pay the piper.
Uh-huh.
And
he pecks it. He pecks him and kind of walks away. And Brady says, hey, that was just a peck. Kid comes back and then kisses him full on the lips for a couple seconds.
Right. And some may say, look, you shouldn't be teaching your kid to exchange physical affection for the things that they want in this world. What are you trying to do? Raise a hooker? And I would say, look, every relationship is a give and take. It's centered around whether or not you're happy with that person or not happy. Mm-hmm. A friend came by today and brought me some wood for my to heat my house. He did it. No cost. He helped me unload it. All this stuff. And why? Because he likes me. Because I've done favors for him in the past. So that it's just, to me, it's just teaching sort of give and take, tit for tat, how the world works. But some people don't feel that way. This Robbie Vogel 14 says, Tom Brady is one of my five favorite people, including family members, but him making his son come back and kiss him on the lips for a longer time because his first kiss wasn't long enough is some very, very disturbing content.
Yeah, it doesn't disturb me. It wasn't how I was raised, but let's talk more about that. Like, what was it like when you were growing up, Mark? The toll-free number here is 855-453.
Different families are different.
855-450-3733. If you want to join
us. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about something that apparently is controversial, the kiss that the quarterback of the Patriots, Tom Brady, had his son give to him, and I guess while they were in a... He was getting a massage, Brady was, and his son comes in and wants to get some sort of fantasy football thing, and he says, well, what is it that, you know, I get out of this? And his son gives him a peck, and then he says, well, that was just a peck, and then his son comes back and kisses him full on the lips for approximately 2 seconds. And, Mark, you're saying this is blowing up in some news headlines and on social media.
Twitter, yeah.
Social media. Some people find this very uncomfortable. Some people find this weird. I forget what some of the other adjectives that were used to describe this, but you've shared some of the opinions about this thus far.
I shared it on my Facebook page and got a whole bunch of opinions on it, too, and some of them negative towards it.
We're going to continue. Of course, you're welcome to weigh in here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, because if you have heard about Bitcoin, maybe you've heard that it's taken a big dive recently in the price. I mean, it's down... It's half, more than half of what it was about a month ago. And that's, you know, a lot of people...
It's less than half of what it was a month ago.
A lot of people are hurting. I mean, if they bought it 15, 16...
You bought the peak in...
18, 19,000, and now it's at 9,000, you know, you might be feeling pretty burned about Bitcoin. But it's important to keep an eye on the history of Bitcoin, to go back and look at where it came from, which, of course... zero. And looking, you know, over time at how it's performed and see the dips that have happened in the past and you know, well, hold on for the ride.
It's a strange parallel between when Bitcoin was became a futures market and the crashing of the price. So you might say that it's possible that there's some whales out there that decided they were going to make a bunch of money by driving the market up and then driving the market down and then buying back in and, you know, those sorts of things.
Well, I don't know why the price does what it does, but it does interesting things. If you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to get started. And, of course, a lot of us that have been in Bitcoin for a long time, we know that you just got to hold on for the ride. That's usually the best. I mean, I'm not an investment person. I'm not an investor. Can't give you investment advice, but that's what I've always done with cryptocurrencies is just kind of held on to it. Every now and then you can, you know, if you need some cash, you can always sell some of it, but never sell it all because cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or some of its competitors, has a very bright future. But learn about where it all started with Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. As we go to John in Delaware talking about people and their various opinions about kissing their own children. John, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WILM.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I'm about 40 years old, and my father passed away a few years ago, unfortunately, but I kissed my father all the way until the day he died. Mm-hmm. I think if you don't kiss your kids, it's more of a sign of, you know, not showing compassion. And I bet if they did, you know, some sort of a survey that it would probably show, I'm not sure of this because I didn't personally do a survey, that, you know, folks that show their kids affection, you know, while they're brought up and give kisses and hugs and all that, probably turn out a little bit more mentally stable and probably more productive than the kids that don't. Would you guys agree or disagree?
I bet you're right about that. I think that, I mean, certainly there's been plenty of studies over time that have shown that parents that show their kids affection, whether it be through kisses or hugs or whatever, that those children are generally better adjusted, less likely to, you know, murder animals or other human beings or become, you know, sickos and psychopaths. I mean, that's been shown very, very clearly over time. A lot of the people who are the most effed up out there are the ones who weren't shown any kind of affection by their parents. So
absolutely.
To me, I think that, you know, even though my parents didn't raise me like this, it doesn't bother me, and it's what other people want to do, and I think that's fine. And I think that ultimately, they gave me hugs and kisses, but not on the lips.
Sure.
So it was just,
not on the
lips,
but they did show you affection. That's why you did turn out intelligent. You are the way you guys are. You
he's not well adjusted at all.
He's mentally unstable,
guy.
Huh? Speaking of mentally
I didn't do
unstable,
9 years in prison.
He's stable, just not well adjusted. He's
exactly.
Very stable at not well adjusted.
Mark, you
didn't torture any animals as a young man, did you?
No, definitely not. No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, then you're all right in my book. Listen, if Bob's free talk, I could talk about pretty much whatever I want, right?
You can.
Bring it up.
I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi and those guys that hang out with her.
I don't know anything about them.
Oh, well, they're a bunch
of politicians.
They're on the liberal side of things. They're Democrats. And,
I know that much.
I've heard her name, but I don't know who she hangs out with. You know, I don't follow politicians.
Schumer, and I don't know too much about them either, but the two I do know about from listening to the radio is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I don't get cable TV. I won't pay money for cable, unfortunately, or satellite. I just get the free radio here.
So what is it that bugs you about these people? I mean, besides the fact that they're politicians, so like
I
every
think that
Democrat or
Republican.
They're
unstable. I mean, pretty much then, and the pretty much mainstream media as a whole as well.
But aren't Pelosi and her buddies pretty much the same as the Republicans and the Democrats? I mean, aren't they all the same, basically?
They're psychologically unstable, too. All of them are psychologically unstable.
I agree.
I just wanted to mention the two that I believe are the most psychologically unstable at the
What do you say
time.
We get rid of the federal government entirely and just forget about them?
If you want to work on that with me and come over here to Delaware and talk to some of these folks about it, then more power to you, sir.
All right, man. Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yes, so people in America love the idea of secession. He wants us to come down and help Delaware secede, but we got our hands full here in New Hampshire. Although Delaware was one of the options of places we were thinking about making a move to, New Hampshire ended up being the clear choice, and it is the number one most free place in the United States, and hopefully it's going to get more free over time as more liberty-minded folks come here and bring their families and bring their, you know, their businesses and bring their ideas to the mix here. I think it's great.
Yeah, one thing's for certain when it comes to where a libertarian might want to live is we know what it's like to have Republican places to live, Texas, Utah, there's a whole bunch of them out there. Mm-hmm. We know what it's like to have Democrat places to live, California, New York, Illinois, the Chicago area. Some of Illinois is red. There's a lot of places you can live if you want to live like a Republican or a Democrat. There is no place that you can live if you want to live like a libertarian, because there's always some statist, whether they're red or blue, that wants to tell you how to live. Well, we'll never know whether these ideas are any good if we don't get enough people concentrated in one place to see if that's the case.
Yep, that's happening here.
I'm not claiming that they're perfect. I'm not claiming that utopia is an option. It isn't. I do think these ideas are better, and I do think we deserve an opportunity to try that. And the best I've seen so far, New Hampshire is the best opportunity if you want to make a decision today.
If you want to learn more, if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, an anarcho-capitalist, however you describe yourself, if you love freedom, you really owe it to yourself to check out New Hampshire. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and you'll find a great hour-long documentary about why many people have chosen, thousands of liberty-minded folks have chosen to uproot their lives and move here to get active with the best liberty activists that you'll find anywhere.
Going on with more tweets from this Us Magazine article about Tom Brady. And his son
and
kissing. Just regular kiss. People throwing shade on Tom Brady for kissing his 11-year-old son on the lips. It's not for me, but I get parents and families show affection in different ways.
Yeah.
So what's the cutoff age for that kind of stuff? No, I don't have kids. Yes, I kiss my dog on the lips.
Yep.
this is Emerson Lutz. Tosia or whatever says this from Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, our last caller just said he kissed his dad all the way till he died.
Yeah, me too. At what age are you going to stop kissing your dog on the lips? Is what
Never.
I would ask him. Right? So whatever. Anyway, this Nick Curcio says, Tom Brady, that was a peck. Son comes back, and then he has this picture of two men necking. And
I wonder about the opinions on this. Would the opinions shift if it were his daughter? I don't know if he has a daughter, but
opinions shift if you're from Philadelphia is what I want to know.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord where you can call on our Discord call-in line. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners who are discussing as we speak the issues on which we've been discussing here on the program, which are, in my opinion, this shouldn't be an issue, but I guess for some people it is, that the quarterback of the Patriots, Tom Brady, had his son kiss him on the lips. This was on a documentary that I guess, you know, is being made about them and published. The clip
online
played,
reality TV.
Yep, we played the clip earlier, and it's, you know, fairly short interaction. His son comes into a room and asks him for something. He says, "What do I get?" He gets a peck on the cheek. He says, "Hey, that was just a peck." The son comes back over and kisses him full on the lips for a couple of seconds. Some people are saying that that's inappropriate, or that that's awkward, or that that's wrong, or something. If you think that it's bad, would love to hear from you. So far, that position has yet to be represented here tonight on Free Talk Live. The number, again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But, Mark, what was your, you know, raising? How did your parents handle this? It sounds like they kissed you directly on the lips.
Yep.
That's why you do the same with your son today.
Well, I wouldn't be able to say why I do it, but that's how I was raised, and I do it. So I don't, and my wife never said anything about it. Like, it never was a conversation about, wow, this is strange stuff.
So you were the first one to do it, not her.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to. I'm saying that there was never a conflict.
Yeah.
And I don't. But I haven't seen her.
Does she kiss, do the same? Yeah, okay.
I haven't seen her kiss her family members besides my son. So
on the lips?
On the
or
lips.
At all?
I haven't noticed that. I just haven't seen
You've
that
seen
happen.
Seen them kiss, but just not on the lips.
I just don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happened.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I kissed my mother, and when I kiss her, I generally kiss her on the lips, mm-hmm. or somewhere near it, you know, to the side or whatever I feel like doing at that given time. But I don't think anything about it at all. And I kind of push her to do it because I'm of the opinion that when you leave somebody, you should kiss them or say I love you, or, you know, one of those things, because it may be the last time you see them. An automobile wreck may occur. I've lost plenty of people in my life to automobile wrecks, and I don't want there to have been a situation, especially with a close family member, where we didn't have an opportunity to say I love you one last time. So I do that, and that's important to me. But with my son, you know, we kiss
all the time, the different circumstances and stuff like that. Sometimes when I get out of the car, I'll kiss him and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we absolutely do that. And he's 10 years old. As a matter of fact, his name's Jack, too. So there's a lot of parallels here. My age is similar to Tom Brady's. My son's age is similar to his son's. And this kind of thing goes on in my household, too.
And you expect that it's going to go on until you pass away.
Right.
Unless he stops.
Some people say that it should be up to a certain age. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sure they disagree on that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And I'm of the opinion that, hey, what a certain age, what age is this? And exactly, you know, why is it that the child gets to decide what age it is that they want to stop? You know, at some point or another, dad's not going to be cool. I'm aware of that. Right now, dad isn't cool. He just doesn't necessarily
he doesn't
know
that. Yeah,
I think he's beginning. He's coming to that conclusion now. Dad's not going to be cool, but so what? Dad still pays the mortgage. I mean, you know, so you still live here for free and eat all the food. You know, I don't see particularly why only one opinion gets to matter there. Mm-hmm. If Jack wants to sit down and have a conversation about why it's important to him that we no longer kiss inside this family, then I'm happy to have that conversation, but he's going to need to defend his principles. So that's my thought on it. Here, Nick Caruccio says, Evelyn Giannis says, why do parents kiss their kids right on the lips? Hmm. Not babies, legit 5-plus age. Looking at you, Tom Brady. So
why would it be bad if it was for a 5-plus but okay for a baby?
Evelyn has an opinion.
Yeah.
And Evelyn doesn't mind sharing because Evelyn has a Twitter app on her phone.
Good for her. I think that's great. I think it's great that we have people who are out there sharing their opinion.
Yeah, as long as their opinion's good, I agree. Life in California says, hold up, good Lord, people, pull yourselves together. Tom Brady's son kissed his father, clearly an affectionate family, so European. Of course, people complaining because I guarantee you their family barely talks to one another.
Probably true.
Why are people upset? This is Kisake says, why are people upset about Tom Brady kissing his son? That's a normal thing parents do. His son's still very young, and I'm sure it'll stop at an appropriate age. God, people are so ridiculous. This is coming from someone who hates Tom Brady. But for real, I don't knock a loving dad. So
seems like a sensible opinion. But again, thinking
but what
that it'll stop at some point. Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know.
That suggests that at some point it becomes inappropriate.
And, I guess that's what they're saying. Like at puberty, I guess is what they're saying is that no longer should someone kiss a person on the mouth.
I mean, is the argument that a kiss is always sexual from these people?
That's what the argument clearly has to be.
Or that it's only sexual beyond a certain age? I mean, again, it's different from every you know person here. We certainly aren't talking about all the same person when you're reading these comments. You're welcome to join us here, especially if you are against kissing your own children, whether it's on the lips or not. I suspect there are more people against kissing on the lips than kissing, period. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. And why?
This guy on my thread where I posted this, he says, seems weird to me, but then I grew up in a household where even hugs were verboten.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. You know, that sometimes it's that way.
That's psychopath territory right there.
What?
You know, when people don't have any kind of affection whatsoever when they're kids. That doesn't do good things for human beings. I mean, human beings are social animals, and attention and affection is an important thing for anybody.
Daniel Winkler says it's considered weird, and that's sad.
Let's go to Liliana in New Mexico. Now, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Liliana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I don't see why is everybody so freaked out about Tom Brady now? I mean, he's a cheater. He's a deflator of football. Yeah, he'll do anything to win a game. It's obvious. Okay. It's been proven. So, I mean, why is everybody freaked out about him kissing his kid on the lips?
So
but
what
he's
you
a weirdo
say is
anyway. He's
your
a Trump
opinion
supporter,
is,
so he's
are you saying he's
a weirdo.
Are you saying it's weird, though, that he kisses his kids on the lips?
That doesn't sound like what she's saying.
No, I'm just asking.
I think that any time the spotlight is on Tom Brady, he's always doing something either against the law or cheating or deflating footballs or just doing something weird. So
So are you categorizing this in the weird category? I'm trying to get a feel for what you think about this
issue.
It's
clear you dislike Tom Brady, and you do not think that he is a man of integrity. What do you think about this particular issue?
I think as far as this particular issue goes, I think that Tom Brady is wrong to put his son in that position at that age. And I think Tom Brady is wrong to put his son in that in the position he's put him in with everything that he's done.
When you say, just to clarify, I want to understand where you're coming from. That's why I'm asking all these questions. When you say to put him in his son in that position, I'd like to ask you the question here, Liliana. I have a question for you. It's okay, I got a question, though. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Maybe you can listen then. But if you're saying that he's putting his son into a position, do you mean the position of having to kiss him in order to get something, or the position of just having to kiss him at all?
On TV.
Go ahead, please.
Having to kiss him to have to get something.
Uh-huh. So do you object to having to, you know, or that to parents kissing their children on the lips or vice versa?
Okay, well, you know, you just twisted this all around. Like you have in the
twisting.
Little bit that I never listened to you, but I just did. And the person that was talking about Pelosi, I think that that's what's wrong with America today. I think people should listen to the Democratic Party and should vote blue and should vote all these Republicans and Libertarians. They don't even Libertarians.
How do the Democrats' position on kissing children?
I mean, you just sat here and you just talked to me and you turned it, you twisted it all around.
I don't think we've done anything but ask you questions.
I've asked you questions to understand what your opinion is, and you've yet to answer them all.
And I gave you my opinion. I think it's wrong.
What is wrong?
To demand any kind of kiss anywhere because they want something, but that's Tom Brady for you.
What if he doesn't want something? What if it's just a kiss goodnight? Is that wrong? Ilyana,
Tom Brady is wrong. That's wrong. It was wrong to do.
Thanks for the call tonight. I guess we're not going to have a conversation after all.
She really does not like Tom Brady. I wonder if she dislikes him because he's a Republican.
Is he?
Well, she said she was very specific that he supported Trump. I wouldn't know what Tom Brady's position on Donald Trump was if she hadn't called and told me.
Who cares?
But here's what my opinion is, just for Liliana's sake and anybody else who might be listening. Here's what my opinion is generally on people in Washington, D.C. They're liars and thieves that propose to rule you. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, blue or red. They all should mind their own darn business and leave me the heck alone.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, to join us on the air on Free Talk.
Not attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.